This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's one or two things I just want to say. Yeah, and also, you see, the wisdom behind it. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Wa ba'd. Special brothers and sisters, as you may be aware that since yesterday I've been talking about the Ashurun min al-Fitrah, the 10 natural ways or the 10 natural things, 10 things which are considered to be from the natural way for a Muslim. It's from the norm and it's Fitrah. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the full hadith is, An Aisha radiallahu anha, Khitan and circumcision is a means of great, it's a means of purification and basic hygiene for men. واستنشاق الماء وقص الأظفار وغسل البراجم ونتف الإبط وحلق العانة وانتقاص الماء. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are 10 things from fitrah, from the natural way. The trimming or the clipping of the nails, washing of the joints, removing of underarm hair, removing due circumcision. So there's a lot of wisdom behind it, and therefore it should not be avoided. When is the best time to do it? There's no specific age mentioned by the and shaving of pubic hair. In Taqasul Mad, the last and the ninth one is performing istinja, cleaning yourself after relieving yourself when you go to the toilet. You may be wondering, there are only 9 in here. Yeah, the hadith carries on saying that Mus'ab, qala Mus'ab, one of the narrators, his name is Mus'ab, he says that وَنَسِيتُ الْعَاشِرَةَ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ الْمَضْمَدَةَ, that I've forgotten the 10th one, except that it seems most likely that it was madmada. Madmada means gargling of the mouth. When you gargle, you know when you gargle when you perform ablution and wudu. So rinsing of the nose and gargling of the mouth. Another thing here which comes to mind is that these Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the tabi'un, their followers, atba'u tabi'een, and all these narrators, the rijal, narrators of hadith, they were extremely careful and cautious in narrating the hadith. This is another topic altogether. A slight minute causal, you know, that the child will not able to feel it. And as far as the khitan and the circumcision of the, and this is why we see that, for example, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he used to narrate hadith very rarely. He had a whole collection of hadith which he burned because of the fear that he may have just changed one letter word somewhere here or there. So anyway, that's another topic. I don't want to go into that topic because I won't able to talk about what I'm trying to say here today. So these are the 10 things, Ashrun min al-Fitrah. And yesterday I mentioned briefly the importance of purity, of tahara. It's a half of iman, at-tahara to nisful iman, shatrul iman, it's half of faith. It's very important. And I mentioned that story which I remembered, that this non-Muslim lady became Muslim, entered into the fold of Islam just by looking at a clothes of a Muslim student, because when he used to remove it, his clothes, you never used to have stains of dirt on his clothes, whereas the non-Muslims, their clothes used to have, so she became, you may remember me. So therefore, it's not something which must not be or must be done. And as I mentioned that, and it's an honor, it's a token for a woman. Dawood, Imam Muslim in his book of Sahih, Imam Abu Dawood, remember, Muslim is the name of the Imam. His book's name is Sahih. And it's not just a Sahih, it's a long name. Imam al-Bukhari radiallahu anhu, it's not Bukhari. Bukhari is like, it's his name. Somebody says it's in Bukhari, it's like saying it's in Muhammad, it's in Yusuf. I've read in Yusuf. Yusuf is the name of a person, brother. So Bukhari is name, Imam, his name is Muhammad, who was in his 30s or something. And he came to the respected leaders of the community in that area, in that village or something, and he said, I want to accept it. I've just remembered this, but many ulama have stated that, for example, the name of Imam al-Bukhari is Al-Jami'u al-Sahihu al-Musnadu al-Mukhtasaru min Umuri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sunanihi wa ayyamihi. That's the full name of Sahih al-Bukhari. الجامع المسند الصحيح المختصر من أمور رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not able to tolerate it and bear it. But they said, no, you cannot accept Islam until you go and circumcise yourself. So this person, I think, was from India, which is quite long, two-line name. And each part of the name has a benefit in the Imam putting that in the title of the book. So it's not Bukhari, it's Sahih. So we should say it properly, Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari. Bukhari Sharif, it's like saying Muhammad Sharif. But anyway, Sahih al-Bukhari. And Sahih of Imam Muslim, and As-Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, and As-Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud. So anyway, I'm going off the topic again here, but all these Imams have narrated this hadith. Fitrah, what does Fitrah mean? Yesterday I mentioned this, that Fitrah, some ulama has stated that Fitrah means that, you know, what's going to happen. So therefore, you know, I wrote an article, I said, look, Islam is very easy. You just accept Islam. There's no such a thing as you have to do certain Nuh, Isa, Musa, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the Prophets. It's the Sunan, it's the way of all the Prophets. And we have been ordered to follow in the footsteps of these Prophets. Allah says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ Suratul An'am, ayah number 90. Verse number 90. أُولَٰئِكَ A person who was born as a Muslim, but the parents did not carry out circumcision on that newborn baby. He grew up, he became old, he's an adult now, or an adult who... Fitrah means it's the sunnah, ways of all the Prophets, and at the forefront, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And many ulama have mentioned this, that fitrah means sunnatul Ibrahimiyyah. They said the meaning of fitrah here is a sunnatul Ibrahimiyyah, sunnah of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him. Abraham, peace be upon him, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. And another meaning, I mentioned this yesterday as well, that it's the fitrah, it's the natural way, the pain of it, then it's not necessary per se, and it should be left. At times it should be left. So therefore, some people who make this record is clean and pure, and you will be inclined towards these things. فَطَرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا It's the fitrah, it's the natural way upon which a human being is created. So these are the 10 things, and the first one of them was قَصُّ الشَّارِبِ قَصُّ الشَّارِبِ What does قَصُّ الشَّارِبِ mean? Clipping of the moustache. Advise your husbands or your brothers or your sons or your father. There are a lot of men in the house. So rinsing of the nose and gargling of the mouth. Gargling of the mouth is called al-madmada. Madmada in Arabic. And it's good to know, I mean, of course. And there will be, inshallah, there's brothers also listening to the Ramadan program. Because I've met, just before I came here, somebody, I was somewhere and somebody just said to me that, yeah, I listened to your show. I said, okay. Anyway, so, qassu sharib, clipping of the moustache. You see, Islam puts a lot of emphasis on purity, on tahara, on being clean, on hygiene. You know, they think they've got all... When we go to the bath, when we take a ritual, obligatory bath, both of these two are farz. There are obligations, they are compulsory, they are necessary, and quote this long time back. Even though Muslims are not practicing, some Muslims are not practicing. The fault is not with Islam, it's with the people who don't act upon it. And it's true that in our Asian community, the Indian subcontinent community, there are things like people, you know, they don't take care of hygiene and stuff like that. It's very important. We should make sure our gardens are clean, our, you know, outside our front door, it's clean, we keep it clean, keep our houses clean, we should keep it clean, it's very important. You know, make sure everything's clean. We don't have to over-adorn it. Remember, slight bit of adornment, being remaining clean yourself, your body, as well as your house, as well as the surrounding area, it's very important. And the type of food we cook, in the Arabic language, they're not right. You're not supposed to do that. Rather, it's a sinful act. But clean, being clean, adorning, not too much adornment, but remain dry. If something's left, some food is left there and water did not reach, then the ghusl is not done. If the ghusl is not fulfilled and it's not complete, then our salah and prayer is not complete. So therefore, we should make sure that everything remains clean. So a lot of emphasis on hygiene. Now, because of this, our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see some people clean shaven and big massive mustache. It's wrong. It comes all the way above the upper lip. Because when a person has a long mustache, bushy mustache, and believe me, I've seen some. I don't know how people can keep long mustaches. I mean, this was not the way of...
That water will go through your throat and you'll break your fast. And even in nose. So this is about gargling of the mouth. It's very important that we thoroughly rinse our mouth. Having a bad eat, you can see, you can see the food being all stuck in on the top part of the mustache, which is wrong.
This is the reason why when you eat, food does not get stuck in your mustache. And you don't leave parts of food in your mustache. And because of that, he would make sure that he trims his mustache. The word qassu has been mentioned, trimming of the mustache. Now here, so it's mainly based on hygiene. Making sure that
very bad manners. It's not right. One of my teachers, one of our sheikhs, when we were studying, he used to really get angry. If somebody in the class used to sniff, he said, go in.
It's dirt. It's dirty. It's filthy. It's unhygienic. It's not appropriate for a Muslim to go around and eating, and afterwards when he washes his mouth as well, food is stuck in his mustache. So therefore, Islam put a lot of emphasis. This is fitrah. This is purity that a man should remove his mustache. Now, removing his mustache, there are a lot of hadith narrated in this regard. There have been, for example, there's a hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, subhanallah, just take water right to the soft part of the nose, make sure that everything is clean, and except if you are fasting. If the person is fasting, يَخُذْ مِن شَارِبِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّهِ Subhanallah. مَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذْ مِنْ شَارِبِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا Whoever does not remove and take from his mustache, he's not from us. He's not from our people. Just imagine, so much wa'id and warning given for that person who keeps a big, massive mustache. Imam Ahmad narrated this hadith in his Musnad. Imam Nasa'i narrated this in his Sunan. Imam At-Tirmidhi narrated this in his book As-Sunan as well. Imam At-Tirmidhi, number 2761, Imam An-Nasai in his book, with the Raqam number 14, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, many, many books. This hadith has been narrated where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that مَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذْ مِنْ شَارِبِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّهُ Whoever does not take from his mustache is not from us. Ibn Abbas, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that كَانَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يَقُصُّ أَوْ يَأْخُذُ مِنْ شَارِبِهِ وَكَانَ خَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَفْعَلُهُ That our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take or trim from his mustache, and Ibrahim خَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the friend of Allah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah, he used to also do the same. Imam At-Tirmidhi narrated this hadith and considered the hadith to be hasan, sound. A great warning that whoever does not take from his mustache is not from us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this. Imam al-Bukhari narrates in his book that Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, كان يحفي شاربه حتى ينظر إلى بياض الجلد. He used to be so extreme in shaving of his mustache that you could see the whiteness of the skin. He used to completely shave it. He used to exaggerate in shaving it. So now, it's very important. Now, all the ulama agree on this, that the sunnah will be achieved. The sunnah will be gained. It will be achieved. It will be acquired and it will be obtained by trimming it excessively and making sure that the mustache is not big and massive. Making it short, trimming it, making sure the upper part of the lip, just above the lips, because the objective will be gained, which is to be hygienic and making sure that food does not get stuck into the mustache. Because that's the main objective. There are other objectives. Some ulama stated that the reason and the objective purpose is to go against the non-Muslims, khaliful mushrikeen, because they used to, in those times, keep big mustaches, shave the beards and keep big mustaches. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted the Muslims to go against the mushrikeen and the non-believers and go contrary to them. So this is one of the wisdoms behind it. So one wisdom is that, and another is that it's hygienic and it's making sure that dirt and food and stuff do not get gathered in the mustache. So, the sunnah, ulama have stated, sunnah will be gained by
making sure that it's short, and clipping off the mustache just above the lip is sufficient, and you expose the reddish area of the lip. Okay, and the sunnah will be gained and achieved by cutting it fine and trimming it, even though if you don't shave it. So that everybody is agreed upon. But after that, the ulama have a bit of difference of opinion that whether it is better to completely shave it or just trim it, make sure you don't shave it. There are differences of opinion, I don't want to go into that. Some have said it's bid'ah to completely shave it. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu from the Maliki school, he used to get angry. He used to say that whoever shaves his beard completely, he's a mubtadi', he's an innovator, he's committing a bid'ah. But other ulama say, even in the Hanafi school of thought, we have differences of opinion. Some said it's better to completely shave it, others said no, it's better to just trim it. You shouldn't shave it. But both are okay. Sunnah is gained by, remember, there's no big difference of opinion here. Sunnah is achieved by what? By making it short. Making sure that you don't have a big mustache. After that, you completely shave it or you keep it short. Both are okay. Which one is more preferable? There's a bit of difference of opinion here. Some, you know, prefer that, some prefer this. Imam al-Tahawi radiallahu anhu, one of the great imams of the Hanafi school of thought, he's gone to extreme length and detail in his book Sharh Ma'ani al-Athar. He talks about it in detail and he prefers the complete shaving over the just trimming and making it short. But then nevertheless, it's not a big problem and we don't need to make a big deal out of it. So as long as a person does not keep the mustache really big and makes sure that dirt is not gathered in his mustache and food is not gathered there, and it's important that we trim the mustache. So if brothers are listening, really it's important. Keeping big mustaches is not a sign of being, it's not a sign of, you know, being a man. Beard is a sign of being a man. Some brothers of ours unfortunately think that they need to have a big mustache to show that he's a man. That's not a sign of being a man. Man has a beard, not a mustache. You trim your mustache, keep it short, keep it small. You see, and it does not even look nice. However, okay, I'll keep this. And so this is the first thing with regards to the mustache and the trimming of the mustache and making sure, and this is part of fitrah, and it's very important that, you know, we don't keep it massive and we don't keep it big, and make sure that it's trimmed, whether you shave it completely or, you know, it's not shaven completely, but it's just made short and you trimmed it. According to Imam al-Tahawi, as I mentioned, many of them have said shaving it is better, and this is what I think it's, you know, more appropriate, that if you can shave it, all of it should be okay, it's not a problem. So this is the first thing, which is the fitrah, which is part of nature. Okay. So it's very important. So I talked about a bit briefly about removing of the mustache, clipping of the mustache. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about the lengthening of the beard, which is a really long topic in itself, but I don't want to go into too much details, but I've mentioned certain points, and then we go into the third one, the siwak, using of the miswak and all the other things, until 10 things of fitrah, inshallah. I'm going to leave you with this, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for listening, and make dua for me and everybody and all the Muslims, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.